Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll be joined by Senator Mike Lee of Utah in a minute. Congress obviously grappling, fighting, struggling over issues involving, you know, funding wars in Ukraine and how much support to give Israel. And Joe Biden has a pretty great dilemma, and Democrats have a pretty big dilemma in front of them. And that is that the base of their party just seems to have zero understanding as it relates to what actually happened on October the 7th, 1,200 Israelis slaughtered. That included beheadings of children, burning of children, raping of women, hostages taken, and what was the largest terror attack in Israel's history. And we even have Americans still, we think, held hostage. Nobody really knows if they're dead or alive. Then you have all over the country, you have the insanity of rampant anti-Semitism all over college campuses around the country. I mean, everywhere from Berkeley to Harvard to Yale to NYU to Columbia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And colleges now seemingly impotent when it comes to containing what is intensifying pro-Palestinian, in many cases, anti-Semitic protests. And, you know, there was a poll that came out. Nearly half of Gen Z voters are sympathetic towards Hamas. Are they really that ignorant? They're going to the supposedly the finest universities in the country, and yet they don't know that Hamas has called for the destruction of Israel in their own charter. That since 2005, 20,000 rockets have been fired into Israel. Thank goodness for the Iron Dome, but I've always said the Iron Dome is great for now, but it's a Band-Aid, and this is going to get worse. And then, of course, Joe Biden has himself a big problem, and that is, okay, he needs all of these people to vote for him, and now he's got a big problem with radical leftists in his party that he needs to capitulate to, and he needs to coddle, which he's been doing in big ways and small ways. It's really unbelievable. And anyway, it's now become a big problem. I mean, you have everyone from Chuck Schumer. Israel is in a fight for their survival, and you have the Senate Majority Leader out there saying, well, we need new elections in Israel. And then Nancy Pelosi saying we should not help Israel at all in their fight against terrorism. And then she took it a step further by saying Netanyahu is the obstacle to peace. He should resign with, and anybody with moral clarity at all would understand that Israel has been the victim here. The rockets have been fired from the north at Hezbollah out of Lebanon. It's been fired from the south out of Gaza. 20,000 just out of Gaza since 2005. You've got to be kidding me. And of course, what happened on the 7th of October, you know, how would you want your country to react? And you have a president that doesn't have the moral clarity to understand that evil exists and Israel, he should be supporting their right to self-determination and self-defense because the state of Israel may not survive if, in fact, they lose this war. I don't think they will. Right now, they're fighting a two-front war, and if you add Iran into the equation, that would be a three-front war. Here's what Pelosi said.
We recognize Israel's right to protect itself. We reject the policy and the practice of Netanyahu. Terrible. What could be worse than what he has done in response? First of all, the exposure. See, his intelligence person resigned. He should resign. He's ultimately responsible
for it. Is he a block to peace, Benjamin Netanyahu?
Oh, he has been for years. I don't know whether he's afraid of peace, incapable of peace, or just doesn't want peace. But he has been an obstacle to the two-state solution. I emphasize the word solution.
You know, all those terror tunnels that you see was built with Israeli money, American money, and that was money designed to go to the people that live in Gaza, the Palestinians, for hospitals and schools and infrastructure. And all it's been spent on is infrastructure to kill and capture Israelis. I mean, where is your moral compass here? Where is your sense of moral clarity here? Where is the criticism against the radical Islamic terrorists that have been wreaking havoc against Israel for the longest period of time? But it does raise very critical questions about what America's role in the world should be. And I think what we're looking at is a president that doesn't have that clarity and is more interested in his blind political ambition than anything else. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Sean. Thank you very much.
You know, as I look at all of the billions of dollars that have been sent to Ukraine, I mean, you know, up to 80, now it's another 60, and the money keeps going up and up and up. Europe has not stepped up to protect their own continent, Senator. They're not paying their fair share, number one. Number two, from the beginning of this conflict, Joe Biden had put handcuffs on the people of Ukraine and President Zelensky. Oh, you can't have the MiG jets to fight and combat Russia's very powerful air force. Why would he do that? Oh, you can't use these kind of bombs because that would be an escalation. And in the interim, America ends up funding a large portion of this in what really is deteriorated into a proxy war between the United States and Ukraine. And then you compare and contrast, you know, a very clear case where Israel is the victim of radical Islamic terror, the worst terror attack in their history. If you extrapolate out the population, it would be the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans in a day. They lost 1,200 Israelis. They have under 10 million people in terms of their overall population. And they're in a fight for their survival. And all I hear Joe doing is, and Chuck Schumer doing, and Nancy Pelosi doing, lecturing the victims of terror, rather than just saying, no, we support your right to defend yourself and win your war against those that have attacked you and murdered your citizens, raped your citizens, and beheaded your children. I'm having a hard time understanding where their moral compass is. I'd like your thoughts on it.
I don't know where their moral compass is. I don't know where their political compass is. Look, if you follow polling on this, polling going back like 6 months, this is popular. Funding this war, we've sent $113 billion, more than any other country on earth, more than every other country on earth combined, including the neighbors of Ukraine, our NATO allies, in whose backyard this conflict is raging. Why is this ours to fund and not theirs? Why is this ours to fund to such a greater degree than theirs? So we're continuing to do that while Europe does far too little, given their proximity. Meanwhile,
But by the way, that infuriates me, Senator.
Political.
You know, this is their continent. Ukraine is not a part of NATO. I don't mind the United States contributing. I don't like Putin. He's a thug, a murderer, and a dictator. But this is now devolved into a U.S. Russia proxy war because of an obsession of Joe Biden only to deal with this front of conflict around the world, but pretty much putting all the pressure on the victims of terror in the Middle East. I don't understand the calculation there.
No, that's exactly right. Putting all the pressure on Israel. Meanwhile, this bill, in addition to sending $60+ billion to Ukraine, this bill sends up to $9.5 billion that could go, up to that amount could go to Hamas. To, you know, it's labeled, of course, as something very different, humanitarian relief aid Gaza and other places. But we know they could put it all in Gaza if they wanted. There is no sending aid, even humanitarian aid, to Gaza without helping Hamas in a real material way. And so we've got this whole thing backwards. And as to the proxy war against Russia, one thing we know, Sean, about proxy wars funded by the United States of America that drag out now into their third year, they eventually become non-proxy wars. And when a non-proxy war is fought against a nuclear-armed adversary, that's kind of scary. That's not to say we should never, ever consider any conflict that could result in that. But we've got to really consider that carefully, which hasn't been done here. Instead, we're running headlong into another massive spending spree. And by the way, this spending spree is unpopular and has been for at least 6 months everywhere in America, perhaps except Washington, D.C.
Quick break. More with Utah Senator Mike Lee, and then your calls coming up toll-free today. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we roll along. We continue with Utah Senator Mike Lee, who's with us. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour. 800-941-SEAN is our number. So we now have a situation where Republicans really don't, unfortunately in the House, this is how I'm seeing it, is you have probably at least, I can identify 40 people that I can confidently say are rhinos. So you don't have a united caucus there. You are in the minority in your body in the Senate. However, there is power that you do have. And for example, the Senate rule requiring 60 votes to bring debate to a close. And Schumer has a razor thin majority in the Senate. And, you know, in that sense, I would think that Republicans, if they united in your body, would be able to stop a lot of this, but they don't seem willing to do it there either.
No, that's exactly right. And thank heavens for the cloture rule that takes 60 votes to bring debate to a close. And you can't pass a bill like this without bringing debate to a close first. So my advice to my Republican colleagues is that we should not even consider providing support to bring debate to a close on this bill, especially whereas here we're being denied votes even on amendments. The Senate's voting right now on my motion to table the amendment tree, which is my effort to stop Chuck Schumer from saying that nobody, Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, can vote on any amendment to this bill. Look, 41 senators, any group of 41 can stop this bill dead in its tracks. They can kill the bill. And we've got 49 Republican senators. I don't know why we're doing the bidding of the Democratic Party here. And I understand everybody says, well, in the House, they've got a razor thin Republican majority. Well, that's great. But so too does Chuck Schumer have a razor thin Democratic majority in the Senate. And in the House, they don't even have the cloture rule. So they don't have that excuse. At least in the Senate, we could still stop this just with Republican votes alone.
Okay. You need 41. What's the math now if you need 41 votes?
Yeah, well, the math is that if we have 41 votes to stop cloture, they can't get to 60 votes. And so that blocks it. That shuts it down completely. The math on the prior bill was that you had 26 Republican senators, three Democrats, who voted against the last Ukraine supplemental bill. And if we could hold those, and then we could, you know, pick up another 12 votes, we could get to 41. and 41 stops the bill. There's no reason why we as Republicans should be this anxious to vote on something. Remember, we as Republicans stood strong on this, or most Republicans did, a couple of months ago. It's essentially the same bill. Sure, they've added a couple things to it, but it's essentially the same bill. Our border is still not secure, even though we as a party made a commitment months ago. We're not going to give more money to Ukraine until, at a minimum, we have a secure border. And we passed something with it that would force Joe Biden to secure the border. There's nothing in here that does that. So we're spending all kinds of money, putting all kinds of research resources into Ukraine's border while ours continues to be invaded.
And with $35 trillion in debt, and you don't have to be an MIT grad and a math genius to figure out that $1 trillion a year servicing the interest on that debt alone is not sustainable for any country, is it?
No. In fact, debt service, which was, you know, back in the early 2010s when I got here, I think we were in the range of $250, $300 billion a year. It's now eclipsing our national defense spending, and within a year, I think it's going to crest above $1 trillion a year. There is not enough money to cover this. We have got to start somewhere. We could start by not funding other people's wars, especially wars that we've already funded to the tune of $113 trillion.
Well said, Senator. There's only really one way out of this in the end, is we need more conservative House members, more conservative senators. We need as big a majority as possible, and we need Donald Trump to be reelected. And in 195 days, frankly, the trajectory of this country is hanging by a thread. That's how important this election will be. Senator Mike Lee, I'm jealous you live in Utah. You get to eat Crown Burgers. I don't. I hate you for that, but we appreciate you being on the program.
Sean, I think of you every time I enjoy my Crown Burger.
Oh, I know you do. And you love to rub it in my face. I really appreciate that. Anyway, tell my friends at Crown Burger. I love them. Thank you, sir. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, I love this. It's so reminiscent of the summer of 2020. Democrats have themselves a big problem here, and they've got themselves an anti-Semitic problem. And we've been talking about the pro-Hamas wing in Congress, the, you know, shouting, "We are Hamas" on college campuses, and it is spreading like a cancer, top universities all around the country. Yet another Jewish student physically attacked at Columbia by a pro-Hamas protester. You have a rabbi saying, yeah, if you're Jewish, don't come to school. You have our elite schools now turning into like Hamas University. Anti-Semitism is running rampant. You have nearly half of Generation Z voters sympathetic towards Hamas, all things we've been telling you about. But what's reminiscent of 2020, we had, remember, the summer of 2020, all the rioting, 574 riots. We were told by the mob, the media, my favorite pictures were reporters on MSDNC and fake news CNN, over their shoulder, you had a city on fire. And they'd be reporting, and it's mostly peaceful. I'm like, really? Have you looked over your own shoulder and you see that, you know, the town is burning? Anyway, that summer, we had dozens of dead Americans. Thousands of injured cops. Remember, they were getting whacked with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, and billions in property damage. There was no commission, no committee. And the Democrats were either totally silent because they didn't want to alienate the people that they believe to be a part of their base, the radicals now that represent the Democratic Party, or they were very tepid in speaking out, or they just flat out lied to us and said, no, they're mostly peaceful in spite of what our eyes were showing us. And now that's happening as it relates to what's going on around college campuses and this, you know, repulsive, vile anti-Semitism that has been on the rise, which ought to scare the hell out of anybody that has any basic or fundamental knowledge of history. And AOC, you know, literally referring to these protesters on college campuses as peaceful. And it just reminded me of the summer of 2020. Listen.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Yeah, tell it to the other, the two Jewish students physically attacked at Columbia by pro-Hamas protesters. Tell that, tell it to them. And again, just flat out lying and supporting everything that would be wrong. What part of Hamas being a terrorist organization committed to the destruction of Israel and the chance of death to Israel, death to America, the 1,200 dead Israelis on October 7th, the rapes, the beheadings, the burnings, the wreckage, the kidnappings, you know, what part of that are they not understanding? Or do they understand it, but they just don't care? Or they just share in these very distorted, sick, twisted values where wrong is right and right is wrong. Pretty sick times we're living in. Nita is in Arizona. Nita, I have a message for all of your elected officials in Arizona. You ready? Republicans especially.
Yep.
They better get their act together on the issue of abortion. I know you have this pre-Civil War, you know, provision that, according to the state Supreme Court, has now been reinstated. And Republicans, they better understand that they will literally hand that entire state electorally over to the Democratic Party. They will lose on the local level. They will lose on the national level. And Donald Trump probably won't have a shot as a consequence of their inaction. So if you are a Republican legislator out there, I don't know any of you, you better get your Adam Schiff together and you better fix this. And you have a very short window to do it. That's why Kamala Harris was out there. That's why you got Joe Biden down in Florida, you know, talking about the Florida abortion law here, which allows abortion for 6 weeks. That's on the low side compared to the national average. I think the country, I have said this many times, is at the first trimester to 15 weeks. But this is a state decision, and your state has to fix this. So if everybody in Arizona hears my voice, you might want to call your state rep, your state senator, and tell them to get their act together and fix this. Anyway, I'm done. I'm off my high horse. Nita, what's on your mind?
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Sean. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. I totally agree with you. I am pro-life, but they've got to fix this. They just have to. And my concern, there's so many things to be concerned about. But right now, what you were talking about with the protesters and pro-Hamas, death to America, that is a terroristic threat. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're correct. And by the way, terroristic threats often are crimes. And you can't make a terroristic threat against people, but that's happening now with regularity to a scary level.
So my point is, why aren't these people being held accountable? That should terrify every American. Those words are very clear. Those three words are terrifying.
Yeah, you think? Death to America? Yeah. And here's the worst part of this. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has said this to me in many, many interviews over the years. Yeah, they want to take out Israel. Yeah, from the river to the sea is real, meaning wiping Israel off the map. And they even talk about that. But they view these radical Islamic terrorists, these terrorist organizations, Israel is not the end for them. It's the beginning for them. And if you look at convert or die, they want the whole world to convert to their sick, twisted, radical ideology because they're radicalized. And otherwise, you are the enemy and you should die. And the next target for them would be the United States of America. It's why I keep warning people, you better never let Iran get nuclear weapons, because those lunatics that buy into this convert or die mentality, they will use them. And they'll think they're doing God's will as they hit the red button. And they would shoot it right at the United States if they got the opportunity. We saw what they were capable of when they tried to attack Israel. We saw Israel's response. And whether or not this comes back again, I don't know. But it's certainly simmering under the surface, that's for sure. But yeah, if you chant death to America, it sounds to me like you don't love the country and that you're threatening the country. I would view that as a direct threat.
Oh, I totally agree. I just wish they'd be held accountable. It's terrifying.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you, Anita. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Monty is in Florida, the free state of Florida. Sir, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing well, sir. How about yourself?
I'm great. Glad you're checking in on this Tuesday. What's on your mind?
Excellent. I'm going to just kind of reiterate what the lady just said about these demonstrators, and it turns my stomach to watch these pasty-faced little kids chanting death to America and we are Hamas. Do we have anybody, private citizens, that can just anyone that can stand up to these people? They have that pack mentality, and it just drives me nuts that there's nobody standing up to them. I mean, you take any single one of them, put them by themselves, and they're probably like little whimpering babies. But they get that pack mentality working, and they don't even know what the
hell. Well, it's become very mob-like and fashionable. Not well, there's really only one way to handle this, and that is that law enforcement needs to do its job and not allow radicalized students to take over college campuses and take over the streets of a city. And you got to stop them right in their tracks, and you got to enforce the laws of your state or the laws of your city or the laws of the land, period. And that's what they ought to do.
But they won't, since obviously they're being hamstrung by their superiors, who are obviously liberals.
Well, I mean, I've laid out the philosophy of tenured professors, for example, at Columbia. I mean, they celebrated the terrorist attack of October 7th. I mean, they're on the payroll.
It's scary.
Why would you allow terrorists sympathizing, supporting professors, supposedly educating your kids? Why would you allow that?
Because they're idiots. Who raised these kids? I mean,
let me tell you something. I'm glad my kids are done with school. That's all I can say. I'm glad. And if they go back, you know, for any, you know, future degree, that's up to them. But it would be probably a more professional argument. But I mean, environment. But it's bad. You know, you think it used to be, you know, if you can get your kid into an Ivy League school, how proud of a parent would you be? Right.
You know, absolutely.
If my kids wanted to go to an Ivy League school, obviously I couldn't stop them. But thankfully, it was never an issue. Although there was one school recruiting, two Ivy League institutions that were recruiting my daughter. She's an athlete. And I'm like, no, we're not going there. And she said, Dad, I never would go there. So it wasn't an issue for me.
You're fortunate. You know, it's just, but you also raised your children, and if you told them not to do something, they didn't do it. It would be my guess. And if they did do it, then there were some ramifications other besides a naughty matter of time out. And I think the problem is what they need is some good old fashioned discipline. And that harkens back.
The college president won't lift a finger. Now, these are the same university campuses. God help you if you use the wrong freaking pronoun and you offend somebody, you're probably up for expulsion. That's how twisted and weird and bizarre things are. It's crazy. Anyway, Monty, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Quick break, right back to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN as we continue.
The biggest stories of the day with solutions to help move America forward. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Right back to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Jim is in the Ocean State, Rhode Island, lived there 5 years in Warren, Rhode Island, loved the Black Pearl in Newport, the greatest clam chowder in the history of the world. How are you, Jim? What's up?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I want to call and talk about the circus, the court case that's going on right now in New York. But first, I'd like to go back to something that the great Rush Limbaugh had to say a number of years ago. And there's a lot more play here than the prosecution, persecution of Donald Trump. And just getting him out of the way. And the Democratic machine, they won't let up until they have destroyed Donald Trump completely. As Rush said, they want to destroy him, his presidency, which they tried to do pretty handily, his family, his company, they want to bankrupt him. And it's not meant just to get rid of Donald Trump. It's meant to send a message to anyone else out there who wants to rock the boat that is the swamp. They're saying, look what we did to him. Before you come into this town thinking you could rock our world, look what we did to him. We can mess with your life just as well. That's what they're saying. They're saying, don't come into Washington, D.C. and tell us that we're and you're going to mess with us.
I can't say it any better than, you know, Rush Limbaugh. But he's was 1,000% right. It exists to this day. It's a form of intimidation. I've never thought we'd live in a country where virulent anti-Semitism would be all over the place, nor did I think I'd live in a country where our Justice Department is so flagrantly weaponized against political opponents and that they're using this to destroy people because they don't agree with them. And that's exactly the time that we are living here with. I'll quote another talk show host, Mark Levin. It's a post-constitutional America. And then I'll quote myself here. And I will tell you that they do not, at the end of the day, they think they know better than you. They have contempt for we the people. Jim, good call. Appreciate you being with us. Thank me. God bless us. Get off my phone. No, I'm kidding. Boy, we miss Rush, too. We really do. I mean, his wit, his wisdom, his humor. Look, nowadays, $20, you can barely get a burger or fries. It's unreal. Anyway, I'll tell you what it will get you, though. It will get you cell service, unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. The best part is Pure Talk uses the exact same cell towers, the exact same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get the same service for half the cost. As a matter of fact, the average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Some families save more, all with no contract to sign, no activation fee. And you can make the switch today and join a stampede of us away from the big carriers to save a fortune in these tough Bidenomics time that we're living in. And you just dial #250. You say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. #250, keyword, save now, do it now, save 50% extra off your first month, and you can probably then afford the burger and fries. As many of you know, MyPillow and Mike Lindell no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels, and that's the way many of you might have shopped for their products in the past. Now, MyPillow has found themselves as part of cancel culture. And this is an opportunity for you because instead of money going to retailers, guess what? They're passing the savings directly on to you, their customers. Right now, they're having their $25 extravaganza sale. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. For example, you can get their two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time, the premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or just call 800-919-6090. You get free shipping on any order over $75. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.